we go. Welcome back to another episode of The Safe Word. Teresa DiGaetano to my right.
Hello.
Oh, boy. The last episode, too, kid. She's got a veil.
Sorry.
We're having such a hoot nanny time together.
I know.
Hoot nanny.
Hoot nanny,
like
that?
You do? All right. Joining also will be, is Anthony Ennis here, folks.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking about cocaine and meth about 5 minutes ago. You missed a good conversation. And Tracy Jane rounding up the foursome.
Go Stellars! Go Stellars! Go
Stellars! Okay, there we go. Okay.
Two Stellar fans. Two.
Not even a sports podcast, but...
Speaking of Pittsburgh, I do another podcast with Jeffrey Paul. We had a Lenny Dykstra, and I said, Lenny, what is the best and the worst cities for picking up women? He said, by far the worst city in the nation is Pittsburgh. He goes, women there are so disgusting and gross, they're all products of incestual breeding, that whenever we would come in, I would have my entourage go to University of Pittsburgh with two U-Hauls filled with booze, and go there, and we just go bang college girls for the entire weekend. But that's how bad it is. He goes, you can't hang out with the women in Pittsburgh, they're that busted.
Well, is Lenny Dykstra like a GQ model?
No, but he made $5 million a year in the 90s. Yeah. That means he's a 10.
Panty dropper right there. I would drop my Walmart panties in a minute for that Lenny Dykstra.
You mean nails isn't getting you wet?
What's nails?
That's Lenny Dykstra's nickname.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. Maybe that's where we should start with his nickname.
I don't even know who the hell he is.
Play baseball for the Mets and Phillies?
Oh, that's
no?
Fine.
No? Okay. Great story, Kevin. Go fuck yourself. All right.
But if he was Stan Belinda.
That is the second episode where Teresa DiGaetano worked in a Stan Belinda reference. We're talking about the killer bees in one episode, like Barra, Bonds, Bell, and Bonilla. And she's like, what about Stan Belinda? And no one else except me. I'm like, I get it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just sliding in that knowledge where I came. Stan Belinda. He was a pitcher
for the Pirates.
Okay.
I had some of the Miami Dolphins hit on me before, and I was just like, you're...
OJ McDuffie?
I don't know.
Wait, was it Finkel or Einhorn?
Another one.
I don't know.
You keep setting them up, Teresa, so I'm just going to keep burying these.
I was like, ew. I was like, your D-list celebrity STDs will not validate me.
Are you trying to say...
take a pass.
Are you trying to say Dan Marino was trying to finger pop you with an isotoner glove on?
Not Dan Marino.
Dan Marino's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he did go to Pitt.
Yeah. He's an attractive guy.
They'll put him in the rest of the whole game.
She's like, Dan Marino is up here. OJ McDuffie is down there.
Who's their coach? Okay, we were way off subject.
Dave Wonsett?
No, he got fired.
Who was the guy with the mustache?
Is it Adam? It's Adam Gase. It's Adam Gase now.
Yeah, is that former Bears offensive coordinator?
The Bears.
Yes.
So anyways, we switched gears for a second. We went on a sports tangent there.
Is this going to be sports?
No, it could be whatever we want.
Yeah,
we're just going to call it potluck.
Ooh. I like that. What are you bringing to the dinner? Don't leave your casserole dish.
Teresa's planning her warm-up skills for The View or The Chew. One of those shows. That's what she's trying to plan her warm-up skills for the audience.
I love that job.
I could totally see you doing
like
that
Kathy
too.
More like Kathy Lee and Hoda. That's what I want to do.
I'm really?
Yeah.
You're not too much of a yenta, though. I don't see you yenting it up like those do.
Kathy Lee and Hoda?
Like, as a host, like, yentering it up like they do. Like, you know, I don't know.
What does that yenting mean?
Yenta-ing up? Yes. Gossiping?
I know this because...
She's
I'm
with
dating,
a Jew.
I'm dating a Jew.
Well, maybe I could shiksa it up a bit. You know what I mean? It's a shit with shiksa.
I'm the shiksa.
See, that was kind of Jewish. Yeah. You see, I didn't...
Teresa's using this podcast and we got a new material, guys. I'm just going to point that out.
I'm dating a Jew.
Does his horn get in the way?
He was raised Orthodox Jewish and I was raised a Steeler fan. That is my religion.
Well, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, right?
Is he going to make you convert if you decide to get married?
I would. I mean, like...
You would?
I totally would. Because his family, it would be a big deal. Mine, it wouldn't.
Like, seriously, if I, like, joined...
A cult? I'm sorry.
My family could care less if I converted. Now, if I brought home a Patriots fan... That would be a problem. They would not dig that.
Well, you'd be dating a homosexual then.
Yeah, well,
okay,
exactly.
Just making sure. Just call it as I see it, that's all.
There are no safe words on this podcast today. We are just...
Yeah.
I think my family would rather me date a terrorist than a Patriots fan. Like,
I think it goes for anyone who has common sense.
I know, right?
I mean, as a Giants fan and a Bears fan and two Steelers fans, I think we can all agree that those are the most horrible people.
Now, what if he wasn't a Patriots fan, but he just wore a sweatshirt that had the sleeves cut off? How would your family feel about that?
Or like if you wore a tap out clothing.
Wait a second. Hold on.
It's otherwise known as the Belichick. Does everyone call it the Belichick? Like a sweater?
No, I would just say the hoodie is the Belichick.
But you have to have the sleeves cut off.
I don't think I would be attracted to anyone that would wear that.
No, there you go.
You know?
Yeah.
Get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to picture you in curly Q sideburns, Tracy Jane. I really am. I'm just trying to see how it's going to look.
Wait, he told me a great story. Like, he's not Hasidic, but he did grow up so strict that when he was in school, he got his hair cut and they did, like, you're supposed to have some sideburns, and they cut it so short that they cut his sideburns off, and so he got in trouble when he went to school, and he had to draw him in with eyeliner pencil for
you
a few days.
Oh, that's funny.
Religions are dumb. Religions are
dumb. So many.
Yeah, I mean, at least just Catholics just molest children. I mean,
fantastic. Okay, well,
and and the Jews molest their kids too. Let's be fair.
Yeah,
the Jews molest their kids too.
Safe words.
We're all on the board here, kids, already.
I know.
Out of the gates.
Well, we were talking.
Say goodbye to the bacon, by the way, Tracy Jane, and I hope you enjoy that little fun run.
I'll be like pork into a sheet, too.
Do you know how many. I could be. There's plenty of fake Jews out there. I could be a fake Jew as well.
Okay.
But I live in a very. I don't say Jewish neighborhood. There's a lot of Jewish people in my neighborhood.
You live in New York, so it's very.
But I didn't realize about the
wigs.
The wigs. I didn't know that when I first.
Oh yeah, I'm learning all kind of stuff.
It is seriously like if you're like an Orthodox Jew, it's hazing. It is hazing in a fraternity, but with no end in sight. Like. You can't go in the same entrance. You have to sit in the back of the bus if you're a woman. They have to cut the hair. They all have the same hair. They all have the same look. It is hazing to the letter.
So we go to his. So I've even gone and celebrated a couple of Shabbos. Nice
humble brag, oh, ding!
Yeah, Shabbos dinner.
Yeah, gone and done the Shabbos at his parents' house and everything with all the family and kids and everything. Well, the next day, not much to do, no electricity. So you know, we'll go out and walk in the park. Well, it's in Muncie, and it's like
Indiana.
No, Muncie, New York. It's like half hour away, but it's like a lot of very, very conservative Jews and Hasidic and everything.
They see your nose and realize you're not one of them.
Oh, are you kidding? Look at me. Yeah, they know a mile away. But, like, I mean, I still do, the conservative dress below the knees, elbows covered, nothing, you know, low cut.
Just your titties hanging out, that's it.
I don't have any titties to hang out. They do. But anyway, I try, and I make the effort, and still, they stare at me, like, with such hatred. They, like...
She's undercover.
Yeah, they like look at me like so evil. Like I just try to give a lap dance to her husband in the park or some kind of shit. I mean,
By the way, a ton of them I hear go to all the S&M clubs.
Oh yeah, they're the dirtiest. The Hasids.
Go ahead.
If a Hasid walks into a strip club, the girls know.
It's going to smell down there.
They're flat out just looking for a whore. They're not looking for...
Well, what are you looking for, really? You know, the mom of your kids in the strip club?
Well, you know, they're not celebrities, so they can't just grab a pussy and get away with it.
Segway! What's your... Hold on.
I'm from the Jersey Shore.
That's another humble brag, ding.
I live near Gunnison Beach, which is the new beach in Jersey.
Oh.
Wait, where is that?
Gunnison Beach.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy Hook. Yeah.
I used to go there all the time. But this was 185 pound with hair, Anthony. You used to go there all the time.
You look great, Anthony.
No, just stop it. but I'm there one day, being a creep like I am, and I'm like, those are fucking Hasidics. There was like 10 Hasidics walking down. I'm going, there's no way they're getting naked. They're just... They got naked but left their yarmulkes on. And it made me so happy. And this was before I had a camera phone because I would have
That's so fantastic.
That's really
funny.
They were playing naked volleyball with the
curtains.
I swear to God.
But there were no females. It was just guys.
It was 12, like 12 guys.
Yeah. Sausage party, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite, when you go to Great Adventure and all the Jews are there. And they go on the rides, and they take the yarmulkes off and go, Jesus is watching, or Moses is watching, and then you go,
I've done that. I've taken his kids to Great Adventure on Pass Off. Oh, yeah.
What's Passover?
Passover.
Oh. What's that?
I thought that was what
you trained. You and your lingo.
I thought that was a big
swing. Here's a fun fact. Tracy Jane looks like she's an Aryan Nation princess. Blonde hair, blue eyes, and just the fairest of skin. And now she's dating a Jew. And now it's hilarious how you're sharing all these stories, how you're with the Jew. Hence the evil looks that you receive.
It's really funny. Mm-hmm. I am learning a lot. It is it's quite the experience. But plus, I'm like doing the stepmom thing too. I was telling Teresa as we were walking in, we weren't even talking about the Steelers. We were talking about the stepmom kind of thing because he's got
how old's a kid? How old is the oldest?
15.
Oh, boy or girl?
Boy.
He is definitely jerking off. He is jerking off the stepmom in a minute. And he is jerking off the
He's
step.
He's gonna play the old whoops-a-daisy when he comes out of the shower. Oops, dropped my towel. My bad.
Wait, did you say running batches? Is that? What is that? Is that me? What?
It's code word for jerking off. Yeah, running out batches.
See, men come up with these things. Women do not sit around and come up with
flicking beans. No,
woman would ever come up. First of all, bean. No one would.
They call
come
it shower time.
Yeah. I mean, just running batches. So Tracy, they're running batches. Yeah. Oh gosh,
you know I did a pinup.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. So it's just bikini. It's like for the troops. It was like I was in a flak jacket.
Just for America, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you hate that, you're a fucking terrorist, communist piece of shit.
Very patriotic. Yeah. So anyway, so I did a pinup. He even made me sign one for his dad. His dad's great.
Okay, here's a million dollar question.
Dad also running batches.
What does the kid do when he does his research and then go, guess what we're going to watch on Netflix tonight? The Wolf of Wall Street.
They know that I was in a movie, but they know that they don't know what it was.
Oh, that kid is...
Well, that kid does his real homework.
I know. He knows. He's 15. He knows. He's on Facebook. He's
wait, well, there's another batch to run out then. Oh, call back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now you have to explain. Because you said, so
Tracy was in the first 30 seconds of Wolf of Wall Street. She's crawling.
30
top.
Minutes. It was 30 minutes.
30 seconds. Seconds.
It is like 14 minutes in, and I know that because my brother has it on pause at his house, and he shows people. So the 20 seconds of me being
like, clip
here?
What's going on?
I mean, Tracy plays. Tracy plays a stripper where she's topless, laying on Leonardo DiCaprio and giving him a kiss in the cheek, topless.
Biting his ear.
Right, that's it. Thank you.
That's great.
The funny thing, I think I told you this already, but I'll tell them this. I saw it opening day in the theater because I read the book. I loved it. I was like, I can't wait for this. And Scorsese's doing the film. It's going to be amazing. I gave the book to my old man. He's like, oh, this is fucking great. We have to go see this. We're in the theater, my dad, my mom, and myself. And I'm sitting in the theater. I scream. I go, holy shit, there's Tracy Jane. My dad goes, you know her, huh? He goes, yeah. I'm like, no.
Did they pay you well for that? I never asked.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because I mean, I got union plus the nudity rider, so I.
Ooh, nudity rider. Waka,
waka,
why
do I sign as nudity rider?
Yeah.
I am not shy.
Apparently not. You're at the nude beach. I enjoy going topless myself.
And where can you be seen sunbathing topless?
You know, European vacations, Dominican Republic, wherever I go. But I did my first New York City beach topless. I went to Long Beach, and there wasn't a lot of people, so I just went off to the side and I went topless. And then if anyone came over, I just had like a European accent. I don't know what you're talking about.
Started smoking 5 cigarettes back to back.
Yeah, hold them long. I'd be out like no. See, I'm embarrassed. I was like hiding from the camera the whole time. I was like, show my butt. You know, sticking my butt in the camera and everything like that, and trying to turn my boobs away because.
You see Marty Scorsese? No. Show the tits, honey. Show the tits.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm still trying to save for some fake boobs. I'm going to be 45 getting my fake boobs.
How many Orthodox Jews would frown upon you now if you were to get your fake tits done?
I'm already topless in a movie. Who cares if I get fake tits? Besides, how would they know? Because you have to be under all these layers and everything anyway. So I'm not going to get huge fake tits.
You should get a small to mid-sized C. It would be good on you because you're a smaller frame girl.
That would like tip over.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to look out for your husband or your husband-to-be possibly. Who knows? Your boyfriend, I'll say.
No, I would stay conservative, classy.
You have like a big B then?
No, I don't want
a big B.
Not even. I'm so
here comes
I'm
the
so
big
tiny.
B.
Both of my sisters have big fake boobs, and they got
fake boobs. Are they single?
Yeah, one.
Are their morals loose? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
How's our asses? Do they have the Tracy Jean, like, family gene for asses, too?
We all grew up, they all said, Mitchell girls. Great ass, no tits. That was like...
Oh, that's funny.
And Mom and Mitchell, too?
My mom is about to turn 77.
God damn.
And she has no cellulite and her ass never fell.
Isn't
that fantastic?
She do all
squats. She
even holding tight. It's a lot of cocaine or a lot of bulimia.
Bulimia wouldn't make your.
No, that's true. Not there.
That's
it's a faulty premise on my part.
I'll check the fact market. Check that eating disorder.
Yeah. Whoops. Oh my god. What do I know?
Let's bring that back in.
No pun intended. Waka waka waka. Teresa Gattano just working the shit out of this material tonight.
Just off the cuff, guys. Well, you know. Okay. So the Donald Trump thing happened. Was it yesterday?
It was last night.
It was Friday. It was Friday afternoon. When everybody is getting online at the end of their workday and screwing around and looking on Facebook. So they broke that on purpose. They've been holding that for the right time.
Well, do you know that? What's his fucking
face?
What
we're talking about is when Donald Trump and the Billy Bush conversation. And you know who they were talking about? It was Nancy O'Dell. And I did see her in person.
Oh, really?
Smoking hot. Smoking hot.
And so they had that conversation in 2005, which was, and I put this in quotes, locker room conversation. No, just typical locker room.
Wait, he was married to Melania, too.
Well, I don't
right? Was he?
Well, yeah, they have a 10-year-old. And they were... How old's Barron? Barron's 10? That's their
youngest. Do I look at InStyle magazine to you? I'm just straight... Call your girl, Katie. She'll know this shit in a heartbeat. Katie Hayes, TMZ. Right.
But I think that... Yeah, I think he was married to Melania then.
Look, just
was
because... Probably. They've been around for a while. What? Because he made a comment like that. Guys like that. Married guys like that. Every guy fucking looks like that. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at Billy Bush for breaking the man rule.
Yeah,
Banco, dude.
Shitty.
That's bullshit. Keep that fucking under wraps.
Well, he went right with it, too. Billy Bush was saying stuff right along with it.
Who had the tape? That I'm misinformed. Who had the tape? Who broke the tape?
NBC, I thought, was who broke the tape. Because was it Entertainment Tonight, or what was the other news thing?
But why would anyone still have that tape?
And why would they wait this fucking long to drop that bomb?
Somebody had it, and they were holding it.
Right,
I know. We've got a few more bombs that are going to still come out.
The biggest bomb, and I was about to say, Snowden said that he has information about Clinton that he's going to wait to release. And supposedly, it's a doozy.
Oh, wow.
So,
is it the whole lesbian rumor?
That's not news.
For being that she's a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's been going around for years.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I could see that too.
You know.
That would help her.
I really
if she
don't
came out
think
and
Bill
said
Clinton
she was a lesbian.
Just the deals.
I think they're both
Bill
equally
looks
off.
Like shit right now.
Who does?
Bill Clinton does not look good. I think she's aged better than he has. Yeah. If we're going to talk about
now, he's
that.
Only slaying sevens instead of tens.
I mean,
son of a bitch.
No, he said he married his best friend. There's no testosterone left in his body. He's complete pussy now.
It's clearly a business marriage.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Well, everybody knows that. They were never hot for each other. They certainly aren't now.
No.
What cracks me up is when people are like, oh, I can't believe he said, well, of course he says. Of course he talks like that. Of course he does. Are you surprised he talks like that? No. But what made me laugh was he was like, oh, this was many years ago. I'm like, you were a 59-year-old man talking about this. It wasn't like you were like a kid. I mean, that's how you talk. That is what you do.
He should have said, look, talking pussy, guys. That's it. Done.
Yeah, of course I said I'm a powerful businessman. Yeah, or whatever. Of course, because that's how he talks.
Everyone's mad he gave her the New York handshake. Give me a fucking break, kids.
I guess I just learned what that was.
Running a batch New York handshake and learning all kinds of shit today.
Are you serious?
I totally made that up.
I don't think all men talk like that, though. Do they, men?
No, gay men don't.
I don't think so. No, they're way worse than you guys. They're way worse.
Yeah, but they're talking about dicks, and I can join right in that conversation and giggle.
I'm going to write a name down, because this is funny. This guy is a gay comic, and he went up to another comic who was asking for dick pics for a podcast.
Awesome. Mm. Does he want some? Awesome.
And I forgot his last name, but you know who, I forgot his last name. Very gay. Yes, you do.
Mike Ciccoli?
Getting it shouted
out. Kevin Israel?
No. Yeah. Oh, Kevin Israel. Okay, sorry, we got to go to Facebook.
Yeah. Why don't you have a vamp for a hot
show? So gay dudes, huh?
I want a female president that's just slaying dicks in the White House. Just
there you
like,
go.
I'd be cool with
who's
that.
Who's that new intern, Rob? Come in here, Rob. Let me show you the old White House. I don't know what you would do.
Why are all your interns Jamaican?
Just have like the hottest male interns just in there for Hillary.
After this, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. He was hurt. He goes, oh, you got dicks on your phone? Let me see. Like, it was even like to the even more creepy than you are, Anthony. Put it like that. I mean, super creepy, where it was like, you know when guys are like, dude, I was banging this chick. I took a picture of her tits. When I see, like, oh, cool. Let's see. He was just like, you got dicks. And he's scrolling for the phone for like a good 2 to 3 minutes. Like, oh, that's a nice. He's commenting, oh, that's a nice dick. What's that spot doing there? Oh, that's a little curt. Like, you're right. Gay guys are worse than anyone, I think.
See, but I would find that hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hilarious.
Because they're being honest. It's like, oh, you like dicks? I get it. Be into dicks and be all fucking full bore into dicks. Go for it.
No, dicks.
He's got a big pen with his dicks on it, waving it back and forth.
I mean, you made a life choice. Why not be...
Go all in, bro.
That's true. I wonder who, what celebrities Donald Trump has had sex with. Probably everyone on Celebrity Apprentice.
No. He's fucked every Miss America. That's who he's fucked.
Oh, Miss America.
Now, fuck the celebrities.
Fuck him. He is so gross.
He's a billionaire.
I can't believe it.
He wasn't that bad looking when he was younger. Okay. I will say that. When he was
younger, says he's going to take you on vacation and give you a stipend of, I don't know, 25 grand a month, whatever spend, you would do
it. Dude, I've had money thrown at me. Larry the Cable Guy, like, loved me.
Humble brag, ding.
And he was a good buddy. And I could have married that, been showered with
Prilosec OTC money.
All that Prilosec money, but
can't remember the name of the freaking movie. Now it sucks.
Oh, the Larry the Cable Guy movie.
Yeah,
get her done.
You're the one person who saw that.
I didn't see it. I wanted to throw out a reference, but I lost it. No, it's
fucking. I think it was lost in translation anyway. Like, you're like, oh, that film you did. Blah, blah. I'm like, what? Never.
Does he talk like that in real life?
No.
Larry the Cable Guy? No.
No. He's like, hey, his name's like Keith or something like that.
That's great. Well, say, good for
Dan.
Him.
Dan.
Good for
Dan.
Him.
Yeah.
Look, he's not that bright of a guy. I gotta say. But, I mean.
You don't say.
Get married. Yeah, really. He dresses like that. He's not that bright.
He is really a nice person. And, I mean, he's not trying to be hurtful. He's just...
I disagree. He is bright. Look what he did.
He's a marketing genius.
A whole shtick. And just went and is how much money does he have? He has a lot of money. But,
I think management and others 30, 40, picked up on that. And they made money off of him. And they made him a millionaire. But he doesn't have the drive.
Come here, Dan. I'll tell you what. You're going to do a nationwide tour, and what we're going to give you is a brand new, shiny John Deere riding lawnmower. Are you in? Fuck yeah, man. Get her done. And if you do a plastic commercial, we'll buy you some new fishing gear and some camouflage to go hunting. Get her done. Get her done.
Well, could a woman ever say anything to a man? Just going back to like the Trump thing, that would offend a man. Like, could what would a woman say to a man that would be like offensive? In the
your dick is small.
I told it to somebody once, and that awesome. I will never say that.
Makes me so happy.
Man. I did, and I was like, you could never say that.
But here's the thing, though. Women get very handsy with men. Like, I was in Vegas a month ago, and girls were like, hey, come on.
Humble brag.
I know, ding. Oh, see what it is. But I have my chest grabbed, and it's like, what the fuck? Hey, let's take a picture. The last minute, they'll sneak and grab my man boobs or whatever you want to call
them.
Pectoral? Yeah, that too.
Is that?
Yeah, that's true.
Patrice talked about that.
Right.
Elephant in the room.
Right.
About how girls can be
they get super
so
handsy. You get your ass grabbed. It's not a big deal.
But I also welcome stuff like that. But,
right.
Well, you know, and that's
I also put out that vibe.
My drink is ready to be roofied. Hint. But yeah, so that's where the hypocrisy comes in, is women are just very handsy, and then, but if you make an innocent comment, they could say, wait, don't you mean that you're trying to whatever?
Yeah,
then you're in HR and getting fired.
Yeah, I guess because maybe women, we do talk like that, but not, I think, the extent that men do. Like, I mean, in a sense where I don't think you're going to really record a woman saying, oh, yeah, I tried to fuck him, blah, blah, blah. I went out and took it. Like, I don't know. Like, we do talk like that, but not in the way where we're going to get caught talking like that.
You'll just talk about
does
it
that
on
make
the
sense?
Only on the lady Facebook comic for comedians, and Facebook is the only place we'll talk.
No,
about
I that. Liked that group, and I will defend that group. Okay, because the people who started that group are good people, and they did it for the right reasons. That's all.
And
I'm
then
the New York City Facebook group,
like the Roman Empire, it all came crashing down.
Mm-hmm. Wait, women together couldn't get along? Are you serious?
Anthony,
you don't say.
It happens. were going to say, Tracy?
Oh, please. I think I was just going to say that he is just so gross that I don't think... guys don't act that gross in strip clubs. They're more respectful than that when you're the girl's in the thong putting her tits in your face for $20.
Even when they're snapping change at you on the stage? I've seen that happen. That's why.
Snapping change?
Like taking, like literally change. Taking change and snapping it on the fingers, like snapping it at them like that.
Oh, do the dollar bills go?
No, like change. Yeah. I've heard. Pocket change.
No, they want change for their money?
No, like... Taking,
where do they put the change? The strippers already pocketed.
It's an insulting sign when they just go, oh, gross. Like snapping their dimes with a quarter. I'm like, ew, gross. Like, that's,
oh, gosh. I've heard of that happening, yeah. But I've never
yeah,
seen it.
Yeah, you're a douchebag either. So like, even when I don't like strippers gross, I'm like, all right, let's wait till the next girl comes. Hey, smile at you.
Or maybe just use the restroom at that point, Anthony. Yeah. You know, it's like if
you're I'm still going to look at her tits. I mean, I'm not gay. I'm still going to look at her tits, but then I'm like, all right, I'll see you later.
Yeah. My favorite was my buddy, this one guy's buddy, a friend of a friend. We were there at a strip club, and the girl goes to my buddy. She goes, "How about a dance?" And he because he's dopey, and he doesn't have any social decorum. He just said it exactly like this, without malice intended. She goes, "Do you want to dance?" And he goes, "No, thanks. I'm just waiting for someone better looking to come along."
Jeez.
And we were just goofing. And again, he just didn't mean it like maliciously.
He just had fucking what's that?
No filter.
He was just holding out, withholding. Wow.
His Asperger's.
I'm surprised she didn't go, and because you're so smooth, that's why you have to pay girls to act like they like you.
Zing.
Oh, poor little guy.
How many regulars did you have when you were dancing? Like, guys would just come in just to see you and be your quote-unquote girlfriend.
Well, I really go-go danced, though.
Okay.
Like, I tried stripping, and I was horrible at it because that's way more of a hustle.
What's the difference?
You keep your clothes on, go-go dancing.
Yeah, go-go dancing.
Oh, it's like bikinis?
And, yeah.
They're all bikinis, but they usually will show you some stuff.
No, because when you're stripping, you take your clothes off.
Because I danced. I did, like, the whole... I got paid because I was, like...
And you did, like, the spinny things?
I didn't do so much the spinny things, but, I mean, I really got all flash dance, what a feeling up there. I would get standing ovations, like, dancing, because I would... So,
their dicks give you a standing ovation.
Yeah, I mean, so
I would get
a lot of money. I mean, they would be throwing their money at another girl, but they'd throw me big tits. Tits.
I mean, are you wearing those big tits? I don't see anything. That's for sure.
I didn't make the money for the big tits, or I maybe would have.
Because Trace is a great dancer. Dancing, like, I'm not talking about being exotic and stuff, but just dancing as it is. Like, you can dance, girl.
Thank you. So, I made money more off of dancing on the stage than anything else. I had a couple of regulars, but I tried to keep my distance from the regulars. Because,
the creepy guys?
Yeah, I didn't want anyone, really being in my life and everything and getting all creepy. And one actually became a major stalker, and I had to, like... Yeah, I had to go to the police a couple of times, and he would, like, chase me home.
Was he on UCB East or UCB West? Which one? Delayed reaction, okay. Delayed reaction.
That's fantastic, but yeah. He was just a dirtbag, and he would sometimes throw me, like, $400 in money showers and stuff, but, like, in a night. But then, you know, when I tried to leave, he was, like, chasing the cab and all that kind of stuff. And So it got scary.
Yelling, this dick's not going to suck itself!
Did you buy a gun?
Did anyone happen to watch the episode of Robin China on E? Okay, not. I just happened to catch this episode. Because China used to be a stripper.
Uh-huh. Get out of town.
China used to be a stripper, right. And so they go to the strip club in D.C., and I will tell... Okay, there is a difference between... Can I say, like...
White and black strip clubs.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, white and black strip clubs. Okay, I can say... Okay, same for... Because these... I mean, let me tell you, because they were at a black strip club, and these girls had some asses on them, and they prefer that the more you can jiggle, the better, but white strip club, it's like the tighter the ass, the better. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a good contrast?
I would say
so. Okay?
So far,
I'm more of a fan of a white girl ass, but... I'll look at a black girl every now and again.
You want to see some?
Is that white guilt kicking in there, Anthony?
No. I'm more of a fan of the white girl. I just like a smaller ass. I don't like.
Right.
So what you're saying is your porn search, you know, it's varied.
No, my porn search is just there's something wrong with me. I should be arrested.
Don't you recognize that was a guy chasing you in the cab?
No, see that I don't get that mentality because I'm the kind of guy who's like, no, I'm the ass. All right, go fuck yourself. Like, you know what I mean? I'm done. I'm out. Like,
right.
And I don't get that, like. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? I don't. If that girl's ever played
hard, you're not crazy.
Well, a little bit, but I'm crazy in different ways. Uh-huh. Like, like that whole hard to get thing wouldn't work on me because I'd be like, all right, see you later. Mm-hmm. Done with you. I'm good. I'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that also brings it back to why, like, the things that Donald Trump says, or when he was talking about, like, you know, if it was Nancy O'Dell, whoever he was talking about, was it is because men can actually force, you know, it is hard for a woman to force herself on a man. Even though that does happen, it's easier, you know, like, for, you know, where women, like, we are crazy, like, you know, obviously, both so are men, but, like, I guess the craziest thing a woman would do is, like, key your car. You know what I mean? Like, she's, like, key your car.
Oh, there's a lot more degrees of crazy than that.
But, like, you're not, like, necessarily physically afraid she's going to, like, harm you unless she shows up with a weapon.
Ever date a Puerto Rican girl?
Well, no, but I mean, unless you show or something like that, like it's just like more where, like, if you're, you know, you're a small girl, you're, you know, physically small, like you're leaving, and you've got some guy, like that's like that's scary, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, you have to, yeah,
you know, women only do like things like, you know, tell the state that you're the father of their kid and then call the ship you're on when you're in the Navy and tell them something wrong with your father that you need to call this number, and you call the number and find out it's her, then you have to go for a paternity test. Not that it ever happened to me in 1997.
Or USS Cole or whatever.
USS Essex. Yeah.
You know what? I will say this, Anthony. I don't know your backstory, but I'm learning. Is that at some point you knew she was crazy, but you continue to fuck the crazy. Yeah.
But here's the thing. So we broke up the whole thing, but I would just wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and be getting blown. And be
like, there you go.
Well,
see,
since
you're
here,
yeah?
I'm not going to kick you out. And then I started dating my now wife, and that sort of stopped.
With the 2 a.m. blowjobs?
No, the 2 a.m. blowjobs stopped. But the psycho calling me and shit, and then, like, my wife literally walked in her house and, like, snatched her, and she was like, oh, and then that stopped for a while, and then this whole paternity thing came up. And then it came up again, like, 6 years later, because she moved to another state, and you had to get on, you know, welfare. And who's the father of your child?
You're a winner magnet over
there. Anthony Ennis.
Wow.
And I got another phone call from another, and they called my work, and I'm like, what? I'm like, paternal. I'm going, fuck. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I'm like, wait a minute. Give me the number. And I called, and it was her.
Wow.
And then every 5 or 6 years, I'll get a random Facebook message, because I'll block her, and she'll open a new account, and I'll get another one. And I don't want to tell my wife, because she's a fucking crazy person, and I don't want to tell her. But at the same time, I have to tell her, because if I don't tell her, then I'm, oh, you're holding fucking something from me. I'm like, no, I just was trying to avoid this conversation, is basically what it was.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's that. So women are fucking crazy.
This is a lot better story than the Trump story, that's for goddamn sure.
This brings me to the point
I also
nailed
her sister.
Okay.
Like I said, a lot better story than the Trump one.
I think because women, we are like a little bit, you know, we have our own, but there's something that will bring out the crazy. So it's like, it's almost like, and guys, what cracks me up with men is like, you'll be like, oh, she turned crazy. No, she didn't turn crazy. The crazy was always there. What happened? Like, you know when someone's a little off, but it's like you continue where you're like, the sex was good or whatever, blah, 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 and you keep going.
I was also young.
And that's what, yep. So it's like, so men know, but they obviously think that they're wrong.
I was a young fat kid with low self-esteem. So yes, I'm going
to
fucking.
So this was after you were going to the nude beach in Jersey. This was after.
I was going there since I'm 15.
Oh.
I was actually molested. I brought this up on another podcast.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't really molested, but I was 16. And I used to go to the beach with my family, and you could walk from the one beach to the other beach, to the nude beach to the other beach. So I used to walk down the fucking beach and go to the nude beach, because my family would stay there all day. And I'd just say, I'm going to walk around. And I walked up, and I saw this couple having sex. I'm like, whew, I'm a 16-year-old kid. This is the greatest day of my life. And they waved me over. I'm like, all right. And the guy's like, you want to go? I'm like, I sure do. So I had sex with like a 40-something-year-old woman in front of her husband at 16. So technically, I was molested.
Were you a virgin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Whoa!
Wow, that's... And then when you walked back 2 minutes later to your parents, were you...
I was the happiest boy ever. Oh, yeah, 2 minutes. You're being fucking generous. I was 16 and sex with a 40-year-old.
Wow, that's...
You had to go in the water and give her that fucking the silver dollar in your fucking in your swim trunks there. Yeah.
Oh, silver dollar. Oh, my. Susan B. Anthony, guys. Have some respect. Wow, that's quite... Wow.
Yeah.
That's... Wow.
That was fun.